With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Biden National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Ukraine is getting more military aid.
The president signed another $400 million drawdown package for Ukraine, which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, and anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds, javelin and anti-armor systems, and other equipment needed to defend Kharkiv and other areas that are under threat.
$400 million comes in addition to the $95 billion approved by Congress. Wiping out terrorists looked down upon by the Biden administration as it withholds weapons needed by Israel to finish off terror group Hamas once and for all. House Speaker Mike Johnson charges Biden's policy amounts to micromanaging Israel's war effort.
What President Biden has announced here in the last, 18, 24 hours is a very dangerous abandonment of Israel. It represents a true departure of what they had committed to us and what the will of Congress is. Remember, we just voted several days ago to ensure that we can provide the proper arms and assistance to Israel when they are literally fighting for their survival as a nation.
Johnson's full interview can be heard today on Salem News Program This Week on the Hill. Most Americans are annoyed with the pro-Hamas campus protests. The survey said over half respondents oppose the recent protest on our nation's colleges. Well, the sun is emitting strong solar flares that contain high energy radiation, and that could cause disruptions to communications. It also makes it possible to see the northern lights across more of the U.S. starting tonight. NOAA upgraded a geomagnetic solar storm watch from a level 3 to a level 4 after solar flares from the surface of the sun combined. The intense activity could cause GPS issues, disrupt satellite communication, and high-frequency radio blackouts. This is SRN News. Some good news for the Southern Baptist Convention.
According to the latest polling data, baptisms, worship service attendance, and small group participation at SBC churches all increased last year. The report from Lifeway Research does indicate that overall membership declined in 2023, but at a slower rate than before. The SBC remains the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S., with a membership of just under 13 million across nearly 47,000 congregations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says abortion advocates can proceed with lawsuits against Alabama's attorney general over his plan to prosecute people who help women travel to another state to have abortions. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson has denied Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's request to dismiss the case. Marshall suggests anti-conspiracy laws could be used to prosecute those who assist with appointments or referrals for abortions out of state. This is SRN News. Some House Democrats are leaning into border security on the campaign trail after years of playing defense against Republican criticism, hoping to boost their popularity headed into the fall elections.
The party now argues that Democrats in competitive races can run on fixing the border while painting Republicans as obstructionists for rejecting the Senate's bipartisan border deal. Republicans passed a border bill in the House last year, but the Senate declined to take it up. Republicans currently have a 217-213 majority in the House, and the fight for control over the chamber is seen as a toss-up. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are teeing up a plan to hold a new vote on the bipartisan border deal, which failed in February, while the Biden administration is considering its own actions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Former San Diego Padres first-round draft pick Sean Burroughs has died at the age of 43. USA Today says he collapsed and died while coaching his son's Little League team. Burroughs grew up in Long Beach, the son of former major leaguer and MVP Jeff Burroughs. More details at srnnews.com.